It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Horford, 2 for 2, and a steal.
Now, it's time to talk Celtics.
Celtics come roaring out of the gate.
This is the Sports Hub Celtics Show with Gasper and Murray. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Game on lock for sure.
6 months ago, I would have told you the concept of Kyrie of the Lakers would have gotten me to hang up the phone on you. Now, from what I understand, the door is at least open. I wouldn't say he's stomping through it. I wouldn't say that it's likely. I wouldn't say that that's going to be a thing we're going to see. I still think New York and Brooklyn are higher on his list, but I think Kyrie is considering the Lakers, and he's had some conversations with some people, and I know he's in touch with LeBron, and LeBron's going to make a run to recruit him. I don't know if they can win that over. Kyrie and LeBron's games are matched together beautifully. There may not be another player that LeBron's ever played with who fits to playing alongside him more than Kyrie. Unfortunately, their personalities do not. And so I don't know if their personalities could survive it again, but if they could somehow see a way to play together, it would be a game-changing transaction in the league.
LeBron James PR man Brian Windhorst on Stephen A. Smith's radio show just a few days back, talking about Kyrie and LeBron getting back together. It's a Sports Hub Celtic Show, 98.5 Sports Hub. Jim Murray, Chris Gasper, Tim McCone, and you, 617-779-0985. You want to join the show. So what do you make of all this? Where there's smoke, there's fire, Chris? Because last Saturday, apparently, Kyrie Irving and LeBron James were spotted together at Hyde in Los Angeles. So you tell me. You've been to L.A. I have too, but I don't get to go to the hot spots. I don't know the people you know. Tell us about Hyde. What can we make from this?
Oh, I mean, it's sort of a see and be seen spot.
Okay.
It's on Sunset Boulevard. It's pretty good scenery. I mean, it's a place that Kyrie would like. Let me put it like that. Let me just say this. It's a place that Kyrie would like, and I'd say it offers some things that we probably cannot offer here in the greater Boston area.
We're talking about high-class models, Kendall Jenner types. Is that what you're getting
definitely
to?
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
All right. Yeah. So with that, also, it's been reported that LeBron had dinner with Anthony Davis a couple of nights ago. Again, hangs out with Kyrie Irving last Saturday at Hyde. He reportedly spoke with Kawhi Leonard and Jimmy Butler recently. So a lot is going on here. Almost feels a little bit desperate on the behalf of LeBron James, especially yesterday when he liked an Instagram post from a friend of his who had photoshopped Kyrie Irving in a Lakers jersey. And LeBron was quick with the like, oh, yes, I'm lusting to get back together because I need talent around me. I've lost my powers. I'm no longer the most powerful man in the NBA. It does feel a little bit desperate on his behalf. But do you think that this could really happen? Like, For me, Chris, I've already, removed thinking that Kyrie Irving is coming back with the Celtics. Because the way that any of these guys that are truly connected to the league and players like LeBron James, like Brian Windhorst is, synonymous with LeBron James.
Yes.
You don't even hear the word Celtics attached to Kyrie Irving's name anyway. You really don't. Yeah. It's just these other teams, whether it's the Lakers or the Knicks
or the Nets.
Brooklyn. Yeah. It's never the Celtics. So to me, foregone conclusion, he ain't coming back here. But to go back to LeBron, as we're talking about legacy, what it would mean for the Bruins to win another cup and how much of a hit that it's taken for Joe Thornton's legacy, what would it mean for Kyrie Irving? Like, for all that he has said, and I know that there's been the thaw between these two, and yes, I called Braun, and how do I deal with these kids and all the stuff that happened during this tumultuous Celtics season. For him to get back with him and to go to L.A., oh, what a heel turn.
But here's the other interesting thing, too, right? And this was played yesterday on Felger and Maz, that there are, Stephen A. Smith saying there are people in Kyrie's camp trying to persuade him to go back to LeBron James. And so I think that's sort of interesting. And I think maybe it would be different this time for Kyrie, because I think LeBron would understand that he needs to give Kyrie a little bit more of the shine. And maybe Kyrie would understand, okay, there's part of this mantle of being the face of a franchise or burden of being the leader that just kind of not my bag, man. Like, I just don't want to deal with this. I'll let LeBron take that. So from a basketball standpoint, I think they're perfectly suited for each other, you know, and it would make a lot of sense. The question is, can Kyrie subjugate his ego and actually do it?
Do you think for him, because he's such a, you know, who knows? And he, when you think he's going to zig, he zags. And I think that's what he
totally
likes to do.
Yes, exactly.
But do you think that the allure of Los Angeles for him is the Los Angeles Lakers and playing with LeBron? It's a basketball standpoint. Or do you think that the allure of Los Angeles for Kyrie Irving at this point in his career, having won a ring and having gone through what he went through here with the Celtics, do you think it's more the allure of Los Angeles and getting to go to Hyde and getting to hang with the likes of Kendall Jenner and your top shelf ladies out there?
I think it's a combination of both, but I could definitely see Kyrie being drawn in by the latter, the glitz, the glam, what it means to be a Laker in that town. And look, he had the movie Uncle Drew. If he has aspirations to do more stuff in entertainment,
certainly seems that way.
First of all, LeBron James has like a whole production company, and so I mean, LeBron could basically say, Kyrie, I'm gonna put you in another movie, or I'm gonna give you your own show. I mean, there's nothing that the NBA can do about that, him saying that. So if I think Kyrie's interested in transcending basketball, right? And we've heard him talk about he loves the sport, but he doesn't want to be seen as just a basketball player. I think LA is a great place to do that. Do you feel like the Boston market is eager to embrace Kyrie as more than a basketball player? This particular market?
No.
Take Kyrie's name out of it. Just that type of person, that type of player, being anything more than the two-dimensional athlete that this town wants them to be, not a three-dimensional human being with other interests. That usually doesn't go well.
No, I think, well, look, if Marty Bennett decided to come back and continue to talk about, you know, what he's doing with his projects, like Dear Black Boy and stuff like that, I think because he comes, there's something genuine with the way that someone like Marty Bennett handles things like that. So I think that people would be more accepting of that. Even the most, like, you know, hardcore, like, yeah, I only want to hear about sports type guy, I think people would be a little bit more accepting, I'd like to think. Kyrie is just such a insufferable a-hole, the way that he talks about these things, and he just comes off as I'm the smartest guy in the room. I think that's one of the things that doesn't make that palatable for him, at least for me.
Yeah, no, I mean, he brings some of it on himself, but I'm just saying, if you're somebody who wants to be seen as more than a basketball player, sort of as an ambassador or a brand or as somebody who has a message that's beyond basketball, maybe it's a social message, maybe it's a consumer message, I think LA is a better place for that. I think New York's a better place for that. And so I think that that's going to definitely factor into this. And we've talked about this before, too. What happened to that commercial he made with his dad, with his number being up in the Raptors?
It's like it never even existed.
Exactly. It's been erased from history. It's like Avengers Endgame, man. Like, he grabbed the stones and went back in time. Yeah, that didn't happen. It's turned to dust. So, and that's sort of what they were selling. Also, I would say that I think the allure of the Auerbach Center versus, which we all heard, oh, he really likes the new practice facility. New practice facility in, what is that, Brighton versus Hyde? That's a tough choice for me. I don't know which way I would go.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I mean, you know, there's some nice restaurants and stuff. You could either go to the New Balance Factory Outlet or go and hang out at Hyde. That's a tough one.
Yeah, the nightlife around here is certainly not a selling point for any young professional athlete with millions of dollars. Like, you mean you're not into going to the Black Rose and finishing the night with, you know, some beers and listening to some bad Sublime cover band and watching some guys get in a fight out front? Like, that's pretty much what we offer here for nightlife in Boston. McCone, have you resigned yourself like I have that he is as good as gone, whether it's the Lakers, the Nets, the Knicks? Like, this is it. He ain't coming back.
Yeah, I'm not sure where he's going to wind up. I don't think New York or L.A. would surprise me, but if he was back in Boston, I would be stunned. I would be stunned at this point if he was.
Would you find it detestable if he rejoined with LeBron James?
No, honestly, nothing with him would surprise me at this point.
Right.
So I really don't know. He's such an interesting dude, but for him to come back to Boston, I think that ship has sailed, and I think that's probably going to be a blessing in disguise for the Celtics as well.
Yeah. So with that, where do you think that they go? Like, what is the you know, trying to ship pieces off so you can maybe afford someone like Kemba Walker? Like, what's the, you know, this is what we've talked about ad nauseum here for weeks now since the season has ended.
Sure.
Like, what is the plan if he is going to be gone?
I mean, I think the plan is Anthony Davis. I think that's the plan.
Even without
Kyrie, it's can they pull off that trade for Anthony Davis, get him here, convince him how great this market is, convince him to stay. You sort of hope you have like a Kawhi Leonard, like, you know, season if you're the Celtics. With Anthony Davis, and that he propels you to the Eastern Conference Finals. You convince him to stay, and it all works out there, and maybe he can help you lure another guy in there. You know, Bradley Beal's name has been tossed about.
And you like him.
I really do like him. And I think that there's more there. You know, he made the All-NBA team here. He's a younger guy. He's, you know, 26 years old. When you see the way he grew without John Wall out there and what he can do when he's the guy with the ball, the primary ball handler and creator. And he didn't shoot the three as well this year as he has in the past. But I think, generally speaking, he's a good shooter. And I also think he's one of those guys that Brad Stevens would tap into and get more out of.
The thing with the – so if Kyrie goes and they still try to focus on Anthony Davis, like, fine. And maybe you do get a year out of it like the Toronto Raptors have with Kawhi Leonard. It just feels like with everything that we've read and heard so far, without Kyrie here, to me, he's as good as gone after the year. Anthony Davis, I'm saying. Like, I just don't know what the allure is for him.
It's a risk. There's no question about it. I mean, it would have to be a situation where he got here. He saw there was a real opportunity here in the East with this Celtics team. What's tricky, and this goes back to the draft lottery, and this is why I felt like that was so damaging for the Celtics, because now with what some of the other teams can offer, yeah, you can still offer the best package, but now your best package, in my mind, has to include Tatum and Brown. So once you get Davis, so it's one of these things where it's like, okay, you get Davis, but then Davis gets here and he says, well, wait, I'm not playing with Marcus Smart, because Smart has to be in there for salary filler. I'm not playing with Jason Tatum. I'm not playing with Jaylen Brown. Oh, it's me and Gordon Hayward? What? What? Like, why would I stay with this team? So I think I don't think enough people from a Celtics standpoint have looked. I think a lot of people get caught up in nobody has a better package than us. Okay, you get the guy. But Kyrie's gone, and you're trying to convince Davis to stay. If you have to give up so much just to get him, that weakens your case to get him to stay, because the team's not going to be as good. And that's why, to me, that draft lottery was so damaging to them.
Yeah, and also, good luck selling a 26-year-old Anthony Davis on the nightlife here, too. So he gets here, and, you know, it's a few months in, he decides, all right, let me dip my toe in the waters of Boston nightlife. Where should we go? I can take you to Cleary's. Well, what's that? You walk in. This place is, why is there a bad cover band? Why have I heard the Dropkick Murphys over and over? Like, you know what? Let me go talk to these girls. Oh, you're wicked tall. You are that basketball player. Why is this girl stink of Newports and bad liquor? You're wicked hot. You want a party? Like, nightlife around here, not great. Great restaurants. Look, born and raised here. Try not to take too many shots, but, you know, I'm just being real here. You know what I know, what the world knows. Like the Boston nightlife, it's not a... not a great selling point here. Yeah, right. Last call. You know what? Let's make it an all-nighter. Nope. No. Well, then again, that's going to be changing here with the Encore opening up.
Sure, right?
They at least have the 4 a.m. last call. You're going to have to be playing to get those drinks. So maybe that's more of a selling point now. Otherwise, not great. Certainly no Hyde, according to Chris Casper.
Hyde.
So you have been.
I've waited in line.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't get... But I've spent so much on these clothes. My dad bought me these clothes. No, you can't get
in,
sir.
I peered inside.
Yeah. Okay, so could he be gone? Could he go back to LeBron James? How will that make you feel about Kyrie Irving? Let's hear from you on that at 617-779-0985. You've heard us talk about, you know, the Brooklyn Nets, which I don't think a lot of people are taking seriously. But one respected NBA reporter really believes that Brooklyn is in play for Kyrie Irving. We'll play you that sound coming up right after this here in the Sports Hub Celtics Show, 98.5 of Sports Hub.
This is the Sports Hub Celtics Show. This is Jaylen Brown, and home of the Boston Celtics basketball, 98.5 the Sports Hub. It's the Bigger Things sales event at Salvador Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Gardner. Stop in and drive away in a new Ram 1500 Express for as low as $153 a month. Salvador, just off Route 2 and at salvadorauto.com. Salvador's got your truck. See dealer for details. It's time to get ready at the new PGA Tour Superstore. Get ready for custom fit clubs. Get ready for expert advice and lessons from our certified teaching pros. Get ready for the largest selection of clubs, apparel, shoes, and more. Get ready for the grand opening of the PGA Tour Superstore in Braintree, located at Route 3 at the Marketplace, next to Staples. Join us June 1st at 9 a.m. for a chance to win up to $30,000 in giveaways.
Hey, who's your buddy in the suit?
Oh, got him for my bank.
Wait, did he just blow smoke up your...
No, he's not blowing smoke up my...
Okay, because it seems like your bank's just blowing smoke up...
Jeez, do you get this from your bank?
No, I get instant card hold from Santander Bank. Oh. If I misplace my card, I can use the app to put it on hold and protect my money.
So no smoke gets blown up here?
That is not a service that I require.
Get respect, not surprises. Santander Bank. Respect adds up. Learn more at SantanderBank.com. Santander Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Grabbing a cold case of Miller Lite from the cooler is the easiest decision you'll make all day. It's the light beer that's brewed for more taste, with only 96 calories and 3.2 carbs. What are you holding? Miller Lite. Hold true. Great beer, great responsibility. 2018 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Average analysis, 12 fluid ounces, less than 1 gram protein and 0 grams fat.
This is Dana Katz from Milton's, the store for men. We love helping a bride and groom make their perfect wedding come true. Whether you want the guys in tuxedos, vested suits, blue blazers, or linen suits, we'll outfit everyone, even the dads and ring bearers, right down to matching the perfect ties. And Milton's buy one, get one free suit sale makes it much more affordable. For an appointment, call or visit Miltons.com. At Miltons, you'll be as comfortable in our stores as you'll be in our clothes. South Shore Plaza, Braintree, and Chestnut Hill Square, Chestnut Hill.
Hey, what's up? It's your boy Zone. I'm here with my buddy Mark from down at South Shore Landscape Supply in Rockland. Mark, why should homeowners start the backyard project at South Shore Landscape Supply?
Well, here at South Shore Landscape Supply is your one-stop shop to get the quality landscape and hardscape products. Currently, we have 75 years experience.
Wow!
So whether you're a DIY guy,
that's me,
or a pro, or prefer to hire a contractor, we've got you covered.
Wow, that sounds easy. South Shore Landscape Supply, huge selection, endless possibilities, 171 VFW Drive in Rockland, or at sslandscapesupply.com.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The Red Sox and Patriots have done it, and now it's the Bruins' turn. Boston, we want the cup. Since 1979, Ace has been helping Boston Bruins fans just like you get the best seats at the lowest prices. Don't miss your chance to be part of Boston sports history. Trust me, you won't regret it. It couldn't be any easier to get the tickets you want with the service you deserve. You and someone special at the Stanley Cup. Visit aceticket.com right now.
Cue the duck boats, people! Honda just won Kelley Blue Books 2019 Best Buy for the Civic, Accord, CRV, and Pilot. Time to get to your New England Honda dealer!
For 2019 models and their respective classes, for more information, visit KBB.com. Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated.
Did you know that diabetes, heart disease, and prostate cancer procedures can contribute to erectile dysfunction? Many men aren't aware of this or of all the treatment options that a board-certified urologist can offer. Understand your options and learn where you can find an ED specialist in Boston for help. Visit edcure.org to get the facts and find a urologist who can offer treatment options that work when pills and injections don't. Again, that's edcure.org, sponsored by Boston Scientific.
Get your car ready for long weekend travels at Valvoline Instant Oil Change with their drive-through 15-minute service. No appointment needed. Enter getanoilchange.com for a mobile coupon to save 15% on your entire invoice.
This is a black and gold freight train.
The Stanley Cup Finals on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Pastrnak shoots, they score!
The Boston Bruins and the St. Louis Blues. Game one is Monday night as you wrap up your Memorial Day weekend. Pre-game coverage starts at 7:30. Face-off just after 8. Just Sirot and Bob Beers have the only local call of the Bruins in the Stanley Cup Finals. The Bruins, the Blues.
Presented by the New England Carpenters Union. Time to build another championship.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub. And streaming anywhere on the Sports Hub app.
It's an hour dedicated to your Celtics. Chris Gasper, Jim Murray, The Sports Hub Celtics Show on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Tim Legler, I need a quick answer to this question. You're Kevin Durant, particularly Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. Who do you choose, the New York Knicks or the Brooklyn Nets?
From a basketball and logic perspective, I'm going to say the Brooklyn Nets. No question. No question. But I think the intrigue of the New York Knicks is greater. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I do. I do. I do. Yeah, I totally agree.
That's what I think those guys are going to be drawing on. But if you're talking about, you know, stability and style and, you know, toughness, and I think getting there with some of the pieces they already have, that'll be phenomenal complementary pieces around what those two guys bring. For me, that's Brooklyn. I look at that roster and I look at some of those guys you can plug in around them and the way they play and how hard they play. And some of those guys, by the way, understand, they're going to understand, you know, what it's like to play a role alongside two elite players like this. To me, that's ready made to immediately contend. I think, you know, you get Durant and Kyrie, obviously that's a different story in New York, but you need a heck of a lot more, and I don't like their roster one bit.
I think it's safe to say that Tim Legler of ESPN is one of the more respected NBA reporters and analysts, and that was he on Stephen A. Smith's radio show saying that Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, they would be better, or at least Kyrie Irving, would be better with the Brooklyn Nets. This is one of the teams that keeps getting thrown around, and I think a lot of us collectively, it's the Sports Up Celtics show, Jim Murray and Chris Gasper, Tim McCone alongside as well, and you at 617-779-0985. When you see people throw around the Nets, you're like, ah, Kyrie would only do that just because he wants to be like the ultimate contrarian. But Tim Legler makes a case there. If you're talking about stability and style and toughness and getting there with some of the pieces they already have, that's ready-made to immediately contend. That's Tim Legler talking about the Nets and Kyrie going there. I don't know. Maybe I'm not thinking about it deep enough, maybe, or you tell me. Like, I just think, well, you're going to keep D'Angelo Russell then because there's two now ball-dominant guards, and I guess Caris LeVert's a nice piece, but...
Yeah, he had Spencer Dinwiddie.
I feel like he's overselling that a little bit. I don't know how that would work.
I don't think he's... I mean, you have, like, Jared Allen there is great as a rim protector and a rebounder and a guy that would do some dirty work. He might be overselling it slightly. Let's take a step back for a second. If we're talking purely basketball, I still think the Celtics are the best situation for Kyrie Irving.
Well, sure, if they could all not act like, you know, a bunch of bitches.
But even if he comes back and they move on from, say, Tatum and Brown and bring in Anthony Davis, I still think that's his best basketball situation. But we all know it's not just about that. It's about personality conflicts. It's about fit. It's about comfort. It's about how he feels about this market, about this franchise, about the fan base, about the way he was treated, about a lot of things. And so when you look at it from that standpoint, look, Brooklyn is appealing, probably more appealing than the Knicks. But the Celtics are a better situation. And that's what it really comes down to for me is, do we think this is going to be a purely basketball decision for Kyrie, or is it going to be a decision about his legacy and his brand and teaming up with his friend, his best friend, Kevin Durant?
Oh, I think it's all the latter.
I agree. I think it's all those things. And I think all those things point away from the Celtics. Now, somebody had, might have been Danger Card, who had something on Twitter. I guess there is a way that the Celtics could finagle it to end up with both Durant and Irving. Technically, it's possible. It's a lot of like NBA, CBA salary cap stuff that, frankly, I'm not smart enough to understand. But I know that Mike Zarin, assistant general manager for the Celtics, is smart enough to understand that and would be able to figure that out and present that to Kyrie. But would that be enough? And would Durant be interested in being courted by the Celtics again, like he was a couple years ago in the Hamptons when you know, remember the big deal it was? It was like, you know, we were ready to hang a banner. You know, it was like, the Colts, AFC finalist. Yeah. There should have been a banner in the guard. Kevin Durant finalist. There should have been a banner that went up for the Celtics after that.
Do you think that there's any validity to the Clippers being a dark horse here? Because now that seems like there's been some buzz there, at least with them being connected to Kevin Durant. And I do. So that's another one I don't really scoff at like some other people will. Because if you look at the structure there and how they turn their season around as well, I think that's more of a palatable landing spot for guys like this. And you have Doc, I think, is a mostly respected coach to a lot of players like that. Jerry West is, you know, running the show there, and he's obviously well-respected. And I think you have one of the more respected owners and definitely the richest owner in the NBA in Steve Ballmer. So, I don't know, I think if you take the brand off of it, because the Clippers have been such a laughingstock for so, so long.
And that logo sucks.
And the logo is terrible. And they've always been...
It's like a four-year-old drew it.
In the shadow of the L.A. Lakers. It's still L.A., and you have a real structure there with Ballmer and West and Doc. I think that could happen.
Lawrence Frank. Yeah, it could. And they have some, I think, intriguing pieces. You know, Montrezl Harrell's sort of that dirty work guy that can get stuff done. We all know Lou Williams, best sixth man in the NBA. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's a promising rookie. Pat Beverly's there. I liked, they made the deal. They moved on from Tobias Harris. They got Landry Shamet, who I like, is another good young player. They fleeced Zubaz from the Lakers. So they have an interesting roster of role players and support pieces. If you bring somebody like Kawhi in there, if you bring in, you know, I don't know if they have the cap space. I haven't gone and looked at. Do they have the cap space for two max contracts?
That I can't speak to. At least one. I mean, Durant going there seems to be picking up steam, and I know that the odds changed in terms of Vegas odds. Okay. It's like plus 150.
Because this has been
like
long, for a while in NBA circles, this has been ticketed as Kawhi's destination.
Right.
The Clippers. And so maybe, who knows what that says about Kawhi Leonard and whether he's going to stay with the Raptors or how that's going to go. But I think it is interesting. We can look it up real quick, but do they have the... I would say this. I know they definitely do not have the salary cap space for two max deals to do that and keep Danilo Gallinari, who actually had a pretty good year. So if, and look, that's not the end of the year. If you're the Clippers and it's like we get Durant and Kyrie or Kawhi and Kyrie, you're probably not worried about Danilo Gallinari. But I know, like, off the top of my head, they do not have the cap space to do that and keep a guy like Gallinari who had a really good year.
Harris in Brookline, you're first up here on the Sports Hub Celtics show this afternoon. Hey, Harris.
Hey, this is great. You guys are great. So, listen, I want to get your thoughts on this. With Jaylen Brown's contract coming up, what do you think about potentially trading him if we can get a top five pick? And that way we don't have to worry about his contract coming off the books at the end of next season. DeAndre Hunter, maybe. What do you think?
Chris?
Well, it would be interesting, right? So if you're trying to do that, it's who are you trying to get? So you could make an, like, you're not going to be able to trade him to New Orleans because you're not going to get Zion. Would Memphis seems locked into Ja Morant at two. Would they want to swap that? I'm going to guess that they would probably say no. So now the question is, would you rather have RJ Barrett or Jaylen Brown? How would you feel about that? And then after that, it's Darius Garland, who's a point guard, which he would help you a lot if Kyrie goes and Terry Rozier's shooting his way out of town. And then DeAndre Hunter or Jarrett Culver, somebody like that. Cam Reddish is probably at five. I don't think this is a particularly deep draft. I would rather hang on to Jaylen Brown. However, you do sort of have a glut of wings, and Brad feels the way Brad feels about Gordon Hayward. We all know that. Jason Tatum's Jason Tatum. We'll see if you move on from him for Anthony Davis or whatever. But you could be in a situation where maybe you're better off having Darius Garland as a young point guard than Jaylen Brown. I don't feel that way, but I could see... You can make a case for it.
I do wonder if Danny Ainge and the Celtics brass, you know, how are now second guessing not moving Jaylen Brown for Kawhi Leonard, considering how well he's played.
Should have done it.
I do want to touch on that as we come back. And how bad was this Celtics season? It's gotten bad enough that you now have Bleacher Report making near 10-minute parodies.
Oh, it's delicious.
of the Game of Thrones and the Celtics. If you haven't seen this thing, I want to touch on this next. And Kawhi Leonard, how he's been playing in the Eastern Conference Finals. Seems like Toronto could be on their way to the finals against Golden State, and whether the Celtics regret not moving Jaylen Brown for him. We'll get to all that after the Sports Hub headlines here with Tim McCone here on 98.5 Sports Hub.
Sports Hub headlines.
Red Sox fell to the Astros last night, 4-3. Xander Bogaerts, Jackie Bradley Jr., and Christian Vasquez all going deep in the loss for Boston. David Price is going to get the start tonight for the Sox. First pitch is at 7:15. Some tough news for Dustin Pedroia. He apparently didn't feel right during his rehab game in Portland last night. Came out after just four innings, and he is not in the lineup again today. No David Krejci at practice today for the Bruins after being sent home sick prior to Thursday's scrimmage at the Garden. Game 6 of the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals between Toronto and Milwaukee tips off tonight in Toronto at 8:25. Raptors with a 3-2 series lead. They'll be looking to close things out, move on to the finals against the Golden State Warriors. In the NFL, free agent defensive tackle Gerald McCoy met with the Browns yesterday. He says that no matter where he winds up, it is going to be with a contender. Veteran cornerback Adam Pac-Man Jones announced his retirement yesterday after a 12-year career. And coming off points in back-to-back games, the New England Revolution going to try to make it a three-game streak when they host DC United this evening at 7:30. Of course, you can catch that game right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub beginning at 7:30. Sports Hub headlines brought to you by Premier Mortgage Lending. If you're attending an open house this weekend, Mike and Nicole's team will give you the advantage with a pre-approval, great rate, and fast close. Visit PMLHomeLoans.com, MB number 1562647. I'm Tim McConan, Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update, 30 minutes.
This is the Sports Hub Celtics show on the home of the seas, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The Yes, You May sales event is on at Ira Toyota of Danvers, New England's number one Toyota store. See why people come from all over to save on more than 1,100 new Toyotas, like a new 2019 Camry LE, leased for only $138 a month, 36 months, zero security deposit. Shop online at toyotaofdanvers.com. And remember, if the Ira Oval is on your car, you know you got a great deal. Based on 2018 Toyota new sales volume, stock number KU704705, 6282 due at signing, includes $495 dock fee, tax and fees extra, 36,000 miles per lease term, unapproved credit, see dealer for details, and 53119.
Psst, down here.
Hey, Amy, welcome to the Xfinity store. Why are you hiding?
Cameras and microphones are everywhere, even in my house. What if I'm hacked? They're watching me.
Oh, with Xfinity XFi, you don't have to worry. It gives you enhanced security for your Wi-Fi network, so all your connected devices are protected, including mics and cameras.
Oh, that sounds great. Can you imagine if we were actually being recorded right now?
We are being recorded for this commercial.
Oh, I trusted you.
If it's connected, it's protected with Xfinity XFi. That's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet for just $29.99 a month for 12 months. Plus, add XFi Advantage to get enhanced network security, safer browsing, and more. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today to learn more. N62119. Restrictions apply. New performance internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply.
Hi, it's Stephen and Margie Cates, co-owners of National Lumber.
National Lumber's known for having the paint whisper.
Bob is a terrific guy, and he's been with us a lot of years.
He really gets into your head and tries to help you figure out the right color that you're looking for.
He got written up in the Boston Globe, and people come from all over the place to find Bob the paint whisperer.
Stephen, you know how indecisive I can be, and our paint consultants help me narrow my choice from 3,500 colors to one.
That's the key. Bring a few samples home instead of 40, 50 colors to put on the wall.
And we mix properly.
The 13 stores that we sell Benjamin Moore, we have some great people who mix paint to perfection. Mixing colors is not simple.
It's a science. My least favorite subject.
Get Benjamin Moore paint and stain at National Lumber and now at Babel's Paint and Decorating, part of National Lumber's family of companies. Benjamin Moore, paint like no other.
National Lumber, wait till you see us.
Visit BenjaminMooreExperts.com.
Businesses, this is Paul from Modern Pest Services. I won't waste your time. I know you got a company to run. But I know the last thing you need is a pest problem. They can hurt sales and cause all sorts of problems. So I just wanted to tell you about our commercial pest services. Using new technology and EcoCare, we can safely stay on top of pests, even help prevent them, and with an affordable custom plan that works for you. Learn more and call for a free quote. Visit ModernPest.com. Modern Pest Services. It's what we do best.
In Boston, a leading tour and adventure company just reached a new milestone by offering its 100th worldwide tour. It's the sound of success with signature business banking from Brookline Bank. And with leading services like foreign exchange and our intuitive platform, Brookline Bank FX, it's not only the sound of success, it's why more companies set sail with great business banking from Brookline Bank. Signature business banking only from Brookline Bank. Member FDIC, member DIF.
Hi, I'm Tito Beveridge, founder and master distiller at Tito's Handmade Vodka. In the early days out at the distillery, I always had my dog, Dog Joe, with me. I would buy food in bulk, and before you knew it, there were dogs and cats coming by. It evolved into our Vodka for Dog People program. Now we support animal wellness initiatives to help make spay and neuter services available in underserved areas across the country. There have always been dogs around the distillery and the office. It just kind of sets the tone for the place. 80 proof Tito's Handmade Vodka, distilled and bottled in Austin, Texas. Tito'sVodka.com.
So all of a sudden you can't read the text on your phone. You're also having trouble reading a menu without putting your phone light on. If this is you, the all-pro team at Boston Laser has your answer. Boston Laser has helped thousands of patients get rid of those annoying reading glasses with LASIK. So what are you waiting for? Book a free LASIK evaluation online at BostonLaser.com. Get $1,000 off by signing up for their patient loyalty programs. Boston Laser has locations in Brookline, Medford, Wellesley, and a brand new state-of-the-art laser center in Andover. If it's LASIK, it's Boston Laser.
Liberty Chevrolet's Memorial Day celebration is on, folks, with savings of up to $9,000 on every new Chevy. Find new roads at Liberty Chevrolet Wakefield or LibertyChevy.com.
Boston's home for sports on your phone. Sox, Celtics, Bruins, Pats News, podcasts. Listen live from anywhere.
Something is the key to all of this.
98.5 The Sports Hub. That's an app. Chris Casper, Jim Murray. The Sports Hub Celtics Show. On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
What about you, Kyrie?
subjugate the light of my soul to your rectangular prism? No way. Can't even commit to next year. Wow, what a leader. Okay, then why don't you do it? Well, I just don't want to jeopardize my mamba mentality is all.
Yeah, God forbid you stop shooting 20-footers.
Oh, please, you're one to talk.
Oh, I'm Jason Taylor. I'm the man. Funny. I'm going to go to House Pelican to be the man.
All right, guys, come on. Sports Up Celtics Show, 98.5 is Sports Up. So that's a portion of this bit that the Bleacher Report did this week.
Game of Zones. It's like this long-running thing they do. It's based on Game of Thrones. That's why you hear the accents, and it's sort of like satire on what's happening in the NBA, and they did one on the Celtics, and it is amazing if you have not seen it.
Oh, so this is a series. This wasn't just a one-off about the Celtics.
No, not a one-off. This is Game of Zones, very popular with NBA heads, hoops heads. Really cool thing, animated, that Bleacher Report does. They do a bunch of – there's some great ones on there, like about LeBron James – they really play off like Game of Thrones. So, for example, in this one, if you go and watch this at the beginning, there's something with Brad Stevens, and the idea is that the Celtics are going to be the Spurs of the East, kind of like king in the north. And it's Greg Popovich. They have Greg Popovich as the Night King, for those of you who watch Game of Thrones, and he basically turns like Brad Stevens into one of his followers.
Okay, so all right, so that makes it more interesting to me, because I thought it was a one-off. But no. either way, this is what it's come to, Celtics fans. This team had a season so ugly that you have Bleacher Report making an animated parody of this year's bitchy team in the vein of Game of Thrones, again called Game of Zones, but it's apparently a series, which I find more interesting, because if it was just the one-off, then I was like, okay. Like, it was well-written. I thought it was a bit long. Like, when I saw it, I remember you telling me about it yesterday, I was like, I know, I'll watch it. And I saw it was like 8 minutes. I'm like, oh, Jesus. But either way, it is well done. And there is something funny about seeing how well animated it is, because everyone looks exactly how they look. Like, Kyrie looks like Kyrie. Gordon Hayward looks like Gordon.
And if you notice it, like, everybody, if you watch it, and again, I know it's radio, so wrong medium, but if you do go and watch it, you'll notice that all of they say every team is like house whatever. So, like, the Celtics are house Celtics. So all the guys from house Celtics are wearing the same thing, except for Kyrie's outfit is different than every other person.
There's very... So that's what I liked about it the most. The little subtleties of this thing are phenomenal. That's where the writing was the best, because when Brad Stevens tries everyone to capitulate and buy in and they become the Spurs East, when he's looking for volunteers, Jaylen Brown does like the very trying to like hide the point. He's pointing towards Kyrie. It's like, he should be doing it. Like, that was like, that's pretty
And Jason Tatum is holding this big tome that says Mamba mentality on it.
Yeah, yeah. The little things like that I thought were very well done. And that you have these guys talking like, characters from the Game of Thrones, which I know a little bit enough. I've said this before, Chris, even just, we're talking off the air. I'm predisposed to hate stuff like that. If it just looks like Lord of the Rings, I'm out. I hate it. I saw those movies. I'll never get those 9 hours back. I hate anything that looks like that. I hate anything. The crowds prepare for battle and the dark and brooding silence. Like, it is funny in some sense to see, Terry Rozier dressed up like Game of Thrones talking like that in a British accent. But if it looks like that, like, I'm out. I hate stuff like that. I really do.
Well, one of the best
dragons
parts.
Dragons and little people and all that. Ugh.
One of the best parts of this is, like, so the early on in it, basically, again, if you watch Game of Thrones, like, there are knights and knights have squires. So early on, it's like Kyrie and Marcus Morris, and they're basically saying, like, the squires are too loud, and they're pointing to Rozier and to Tatum and Brown, and Rozier stands up. He's like, we're not squires. We went to the Eastern Conference Finals last year. I mean, they really capture the dynamics of the team.
Thunderheads and the Raptors are rumbling in distant overture. Chris.
But that's what it's become. They're now mocking the Celtics with an animated parody. Back to Kawhi Leonard, who, as the Raptors are rumbling through the East as they get prepared for the finals against House Golden State. Did they really miss out on this guy? Because it felt like, remember, at that time, in the last offseason, it felt like, okay, there was a package maybe put together with Jaylen, they included Jaylen Brown. The Celtics could have maybe offered more for Kawhi Leonard. Do you think they're sitting there right now and like, oh, man, look at the way that he is playing and carrying that team. He really is. I just feel like those guys around him are pretty inconsistent. They, at times, Lowry can go off, and Vliet's been shooting better since
Siakam.
They had the kids. Siakam's had a pretty good season, but it's him. They look at that. They have to think, like, oh, God, we screwed up. We should have offered more for him.
Oh, definitely. I mean, and I think there's a lot of people in the league that feel that way, but not a lot of people in the league have the assets that the Celtics have. And literally, at this time last year, I went back and read one of the columns I wrote. It was basically saying they can choose any path they want, and no matter which path Danny Ainge chooses, they'll be golden. Obviously, it didn't work out that way. They weren't golden with every path, but they could have gotten this guy. They had the assets. They could have done it, And I think he's exactly what they would have needed. I mean, we're joking about this Game of Zones thing, but if you really wanted to be Spurs East, what better guy than Kawhi Leonard, who was the centerpiece of that thing with the Spurs? And, you know, obviously it went sideways in San Antonio. I think he resented the way that they represented his injury situation. And I think he's been proven right this year. When you know, a lot of people said he quit on the Spurs. I don't think he quit on the Spurs. You know, the guy had an injury issue that he was struggling to get through, and he finally did. And even this year, the Raptors had to rest him out of games. But to go back to the playoffs, Jim, I think he's been the most impactful player in the entire NBA playoffs. And my biggest takeaway from the entire NBA playoffs is Kawhi Leonard standing in the hierarchy of the league. Like, he's definitely top five. And Maz was saying yesterday, he might be top three.
Well, I agreed with you what you said yesterday. He's the best two-way player in the league.
Yes.
Without question. Without question. And, you know, reading from Jay King of The Athletic, got a good column on this just yesterday, a tantalizing what if should the Celtics have offered more for Kawhi Leonard. And considering what the Spurs ended up receiving from Toronto for him, DeMar DeRozan, Jacob, I always screw that name up,
Poyto,
and a late 2019 first-round pick, what would have been the comp for the Celtics? It's Jaylen Brown, and what else? What would have put that over the top?
Probably Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart, Sacramento pick, maybe, you know, something else in there. Maybe like a big of some sort. I don't know.
Yeah, and considering how he's played and what he's done with that team in Toronto, like, I absolutely would have done that. And I love Marcus Smart. I do. And congratulations to him making NBA all second team this year, too. But, you know, the offense, is it really ever going to come? And I know he had an up year this year, but
yeah,
he is what he is. I would have done that in a heartbeat. And here's a guy I was wrong on. Like, I liked Leonard pre-injury. I thought I kind of found it detestable what happened between him and the Spurs. But as it turns out, yeah, no, he really was hurt. And it just didn't feel like between him and Popovich that thing was going to be solved. So he had to get out. He's so good, man. Like, I thought he dipped a bit. No, I couldn't have been more wrong. He's phenomenal. He is. He's top five, top three in the league.
I mean, he's been the biggest revelation in the playoffs. Not that it's surprising necessarily what he's done. But it's just, I think people forgot how good he is. And what he's doing. And the amazing thing, too, with Kawhi Leonard is that he's the Raptors are one of the biggest loser franchises
in all the sports.
In all the sports. You're right. I mean, it's great. You know, the whole like We the North thing, and they have, you know, Drake is basically their team mascot. And, you know, it's all good from that end of it. But they have not been able to get over the hump in the playoffs. And here they are now. They lost the first two games of this. Does anybody think if they didn't have Kawhi Leonard, the Toronto Raptors lose the first two games to the Bucks? This series would have been over.
They would have been swept. Absolutely would have been swept.
Exactly. And now it's like they could win four in a row and go to the NBA Finals.
And now House Toronto is one game away from Ye Finals against House Golden State.
You really just wanted me to play this bit so I would do this stupid
voice.
Yeah,
pretty much.
You're an easy audience, Chris.
And with the Celtics season bruised and sullen like a storm cloud, it has the light of day obscured in the east.
We'll move into our long commercial-free segment here. I do want to get back in touch on more about this Toronto series in the Eastern Conference Finals against House Milwaukee and the antics of one Drake, the team mascot of House Toronto.
That is next on Ye Sports Hub Celtics Show on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
This is the Sports Hub Celtics Show.
This is Gordon Hayward on the home of the Boston Celtics, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's arena football season. Get in on the action and get your tickets to the Massachusetts Pirates' next home game at the DCU Center in Worcester, Saturday, June 1st at 7 p.m. Single game tickets are just $15. Get tickets to masspiratesfootball.com or call 508-452-MASS today. Mass Pirates Football, it's off the wall.
Go green this month at Patrick Subaru's Go Green event, where you can show your love for the planet and your wallet when you buy or lease a new Subaru. Keep more green in your pocket. Buy a 2019 Subaru Outback with our biggest discount ever, up to $6,500 off, and rates as low as 0.9% for up to 72 months. Have you seen the new all-wheel drive Subaru Ascent Premium? It's Subaru's biggest SUV yet, and Consumer Reports pick for top midsize SUV, with seating for up to 8 and fully loaded with features like EyeSight Driver Assist, infotainment system, and a 5,000-pound towing capacity. And right now, it's leasing for just $299 a month. Or buy it and get up to $5,000 off MSRP.
When you do business with a Patrick
family, you do better.
Come check out the Go Green event at Patrick Subaru and keep your wallet and the planet happy on Route 9 in Shrewsbury or PatrickSubaru.com. $2,999 due at signing plus tax. Discounts vary by trim. Special lease on in-stock models only for well-qualified customers. See dealer for complete details.
The year was 1985. Reed's Ferry had already been building sheds for 25 years and things were hunky-dory. But then, home improvement stores. First orange ones, then blue ones, tons of them, and they all sold sheds. Reed's Ferry, oh my, we thought they were going to put us out of business. So in 86, we held a staff meeting. What are we going to do about these home improvement stores? And a guy in the back raised his hand and said, but aren't we a shed improvement store? What? And incredibly, the guy next to him had a harp. Bazinga, that's it. Reed's Ferry is a shed improvement store. We'll just keep making a better shed. And 30 years later, we're right next door to a big orange one and doing just fine. Moral of the story, if you want a better quality shed, go to Reed's Ferry. And if you're having a meeting, invite the guy with the harp. See a better shed at reedsferry.com. Then make the call.
Call 888-85-SHEDS.
Need a shed? If it says Reed's Ferry, you've got a good one.
Summer is almost here, and who wouldn't want some extra money for those summer plans? Over $3 billion is just waiting to be claimed. 1 in 10 people have money from things like forgotten bank accounts, stock certificates, payroll and refund checks, insurance proceeds, and more. Go to FindMassMoney.com today and find out if you have money waiting to be claimed. FindMassMoney.com is free and easy to use. I found my money, so should you. Go to FindMassMoney.com today.
Tee it up at the Golfers Warehouse Memorial Day Sale. This Friday through Monday with deals in every department. This weekend only, trade in your old clubs and score a 50% bonus trade-in value toward a new Titleist TS2 or TS3 driver purchase. Save up to 20% on golf bags and shoes. The more you spend, the more you save. Or help support Clothes for Souls and trade in your old golf polos for a 25% discount on a new Ultimate 365 polo. Don't miss these deals and more Friday through Monday. Only at Golfers Warehouse, home with a 90-day satisfaction guaranteed.
Hey, it's Jeff.
And today I'm working for the constituents in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Listen to me. If these smarty pants up on Beacon Hill can tell adults they can't have flavored tobacco products, rest assured they can tell you what flavored vodka, whiskey schnapps, or malted beverages. I'll be damned I'm going to sit by the wayside and let this horrendous legislation pass. It goes too far and it hurts adults' right to choose. Call your reps and senators and tell them you oppose all flavor bans on all adult products.
Brennan Smoke Shop, Plymouth, Pembroke, Brockton, Wareham, Raynham, Taunton, Stoughton, New Bedford.
It's Cheap Freedom Days at Salvador Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Gardner. Salvador has an extensive inventory of your favorite Jeep models. Wranglers to Renegades, Grand Cherokees to the Compass. Salvador's got the Jeep you need. Drive away in a new Jeep Compass for as low as $193 a month or save more than $5,000 on a new 17 Wrangler JK Unlimited Sport. Just off Route 2 in Gardner and at SalvadorAuto.com. Salvador's got your Jeep.
Guys, if this is the year to pop the big question, don't let finance interfere with romance. Head into Marquee Jewelers for their spring engagement ring event. Choose from over 1,000 GIA-rated engagement rings in stock at wholesale prices and pay for it over 12 to 24 months with no interest. Visit 80 Winchester Street in Newton or MarqueeJewelers.com.
Does your home or commercial property need a new roof? Call Century Roofing, 603-774-ROOF. Serving Massachusetts and New Hampshire, Century Roofing gets the job done right and at a fair price. Call Century Roofing, 603-774-ROOF.
This hour, Gasper and Murray, is brought to you by Beyond Business Banking from Norwood Bank. Business solutions that go beyond what's expected. Learn more at norwoodbank.com/business.
Here's what's brewing. Fueled by Duncan, the 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Bud Light and the Hub crew will be at the Boston Sports Grill on Canal Street this Monday night from 6 to 8 for a pregame party. Get ready for game one and enter to win an official signed puck. No purchase necessary. Must be 21 plus to enter. Brought to you by Bud Light and 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The excitement is building for another banner.
Round for three, got it.
The Sports Hub Celtic Show on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Kawhi, Matt Cullen from CBC Radio Canada. When you came to Toronto, you thought this team had the possibility to be a championship team. Now you're one win away from getting back to the finals. It's been a few years for you. What's going through your mind again to have that opportunity to be amongst the best, to play for a championship with one win now?
It's a great opportunity. You know, like I said, this is what you work out for in the summer, is to win basketball games. You know, same mindset I've been having throughout the playoffs, just, you know, come in, have fun, try to execute as best as I can, and play confident and whatever happens after that is what happens. You know, and I know that I put the work in, I can live with the results because I'm having fun and I'm putting my all out on the floor.
Kawhi Leonard of the Raptors after the win in Game 5 over Milwaukee in Milwaukee. Sports Hub Celtics show 98.5 Sports Hub. I just want to touch on him specifically and the Raptors because they can wrap this thing up tonight at home in Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals. We'll tip off, I think it's 8:30. But that being said, like, not only just like I love his game on the floor, and especially defensively. I said yesterday on Philgram Mass, it's like he's got four hands. He's got that Marcus Smart thing, you know, the ability to frustrate and annoy. You can see it. Like, some guys like, get away from me. Like, defensively, he's just been a monster, and he's taken over this series. And I just like that he's so understated as well. You don't get a lot of the crap that you get from your other NBA superstars, specifically Kyrie Irving. And boy, they're right up there to try to sell as much as they possibly can in terms of trying to get him to come back. I mean, I've read some of the stuff like people offering him like free condos and stuff, like people out of their minds and bending over backwards to try to keep Kawhi Leonard. And they're right to do so, whether or not he stays, who knows. But the deeper they go in the finals, and hell, maybe even they win the damn thing, I don't know how he wouldn't want to go back there. The only thing is, as well as he's played, I find all those other guys he's surrounded by, Chris, just so meh and so inconsistent that my biggest takeaway is, entertaining as Game 5 was, that one I watched in its entirety. I've admittedly been in and out of that series for the rest of it, though, but I left that game thinking, like, okay, this is a good product tonight. But either of these teams are going to get their asses kicked by Golden State. I really do believe that. I think that I was hoping, and maybe I'll be wrong, I hope that I am, that we'll get finally a good competitive finals, because the last two have been, especially last year, I need to see a more competitive finals this year, and I don't think we're going to get it, because I just don't see it outside of Giannis if Milwaukee goes, and the way the Kawhi's played this year, especially in this postseason for Toronto. I just don't like the talent, and that I'm using that, I probably shouldn't have been using that word, what those guys are surrounded by. I just don't see it. I don't know how either of those teams would have a legitimate chance.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like Milwaukee maybe would have a slightly better chance, you know, just because of
size.
Well, size, length, Chris Middleton. You know, I think if you look at this series between Toronto and Milwaukee, the key for me is Chris Middleton. You know, he's struggled. Kawhi's been part of that. But Chris Middleton has not been the Chris Middleton that we've seen, at least against the Celtics in the postseason. You're talking about two of the games, you know, in this series, he has 9 points and 6 points. And he had 6 points in Game 5. So they really need him to get going. And if he doesn't, then Milwaukee's going to lose. But conversely, I think if he gets going and Milwaukee makes it to the finals, I think he could be a little bit of a problem for Golden State.
Give me your feelings on Drake and his antics.
Drizzy?
Yeah, we talked about this in the afternoon show. I mean, this has been a big national topic. He, and I think hip-hop and rap is synonymous with the NBA in general.
Definitely.
And I don't think this is much different from what Spike Lee used to do in the 90s with the Knicks when he was younger. He's obviously tamed down as he's got older. But if you remember, I mean, especially the series with the Pacers when he's going back and forth with Reggie Miller.
Or even Jack Nicholson. Like, you know, a Lakers fan, like, he would talk to the refs and he would talk smack to opposing players.
Even Diane Cannon back in the day.
Yeah, yeah. Ask some of the Celtics guys about Jack talking smack during the finals in the 80s.
But like running up and down the court. I mean, there are some things you haven't seen before, but are you bothered by it? Do you think that, you know, too much has been made out of this whole thing?
I mean, bothered by it is strong, but I do think he sort of looks like, you know, somebody's child that's not being watched over, just sort of running up and down the court. And it is like, you know, he's has an ownership stake in the Raptors, and I get it, and I appreciate his raw fandom and emotional investment, but it's like, okay, man, you're not the show. And some of it, to me, does reek of him wanting to be the show. And remember, was it last postseason or 2 years ago when he started talking smack to, like, Kendrick Perkins? And then his bodyguards were there, and he acted like his bodyguards. Yeah. Kendrick Perkins would have squashed him.
Like, snapped him.
Bug. Snapped Drake in half. So I think, you know, part of this is, like, I understand he's one of the biggest stars in the world, and I love his music. But you also have to sort of know your place. Like, how would you feel if one of these athletes came to your concert and sort of hopped up on stage and was pacing back and forth and slamming his fist into, you know, his palm and sort of basically acting like the performance was about him? How would you feel like if that happened? So I think it's cool to be a fan. I think people are making too much of it. But I think Drake, he can tone it down a little bit.
Yeah, it's just a hair over the line for me. Like, I have no problem with it. I think it's actually good, especially up there, where if you, especially when you scan the crowd, I mean, they're into it, but they're certainly not into it like Drake. It's good promotion, yeah. I think, on both sides for the NBA and for, you know, for Drake as a brand. And they rewarded him with like a $550,000 diamond encrusted coat ahead of game four, something like that, too. So, like, they're into it. They're, and I think the fans in the crowd in that building are into it. But I don't know, like, running up and down the court and don't act like you're part of the team. That's where it's like, dude,
yeah,
you look like an idiot.
No, he's kind of taking it a little bit too far, where, again, I feel like it's a little bit, it's become about him. And not so much about the team. And, you know, he needs to just sort of calm down, just like, you know, like the whole Nick Nurse shoulder rub thing. I was kind of like, okay, man,
right,
like, what are we doing, Drake?
That's where it's, you go over the line. And that, like, dude, that's for, you know, his team. Like, if you're not on the team, I get it, you're almost like a mascot, but you don't rub the coach's shoulders. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, that's where it's like, you come off so corny, and ugh, that's where it's silly. And then you have Mallory Edens, the daughter of, she's the daughter of the owner of the Milwaukee Bucks, right?
Yes, Wes Edens.
Sitting with Aaron Rodgers in game five with the Pusha T-shirt.
Lady Mallory.
Yes, Lady Mallory, spawn of the king of House Milwaukee, a delectable blonde flower, whom clapped back at Lord Drake of House Toronto by wearing a tunic bearing the picture of Lord Pusha T. And there's beef between those two, which may be manufactured, but either way, I think that kind of stuff is ultimately good for the league. It gets people talking. Just like the beer chug, the attempted beer chug by Aaron Rodgers in that game, which was pathetic, by the way. Just as a side note, for those that didn't watch this, you had some of the offensive linemen, David Bakhtiari. Even sitting with, who was it from the Brewers?
Christian Yelich. NL MVP.
Yeah.
Like, showing you the Q rating of baseball. We're all about Drake. We don't know who the NL MVP was last year.
Those guys are just pounding beers. They really know how to chug a beer. Goes to Aaron Rodgers, and boy, he looked pathetic. I lose, you know, real respect for a guy like that. Maybe that's the reason he's only won one title. You know, and there's something to it.
Well, can I just tell you this? Because you know me pretty well, Jim. If you ever want to know what it looks like, Chris Gasper chugging a beer, you saw it with Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, Chris. Oh, that's so disappointing.
Sorry.
Let me teach you the ways. You just open up the gullet. Ah, maybe you get some on you. That's what it is. I think you could do it. You don't want to ruin your fancy clothes. I can't get this
much like
Bud Light on my Dolce & Gabbana. I just paid for this, or Daddy did.
Much like Aaron Rodgers, I'm a little meticulous, maybe a little anal. And so I think if you have that personality, like, it's just, you just can't, you're like, no.
Yeah. There's, and don't take, because this, don't get this misconstrued. There's feline qualities to Aaron Rodgers. And because I love cats. I like cats more than dogs, because cats, they kind of don't want you in there, moody in particular.
Yeah.
And there's feline qualities to Aaron Rodgers. There's feline qualities to you. It's like,
that's probably true. You know, you're not wrong. I have to,
So I guess this
guilty as charged.
Yes. All right. So wraps up Celtic show for this week here on 98.5 The Sports Hub, and I will stop doing this voice, much to the chagrin of Lord Chris Gasper of House Globe. We have 1 hour to go here on Gasper and Murray on 98.5 The Sports Hub. I know you have some thoughts on Dustin Pedroia. If you haven't heard, there's news on that Tim McCone's going to get you caught up with. And then back right after this. Do you want to join the show? 617-779-0985.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
The Sports Hub On Demand content is brought to you by Miller Lite. Tip off every Celtics game all season long with a great-tasting ice-cold Miller Lite, the original light beer. Miller Lite, official partner of the 17-time world champion Boston Celtics. When it's game time, it's Miller time, Celtics fans.